Nick and Reeder in the morning.
Fox FM's answer to a question that was never asked.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
How long have you had Facebook for?
Oh, probably about 11 years or so now.
Yeah, I just celebrated my 11 years using Facebook. I got it in March of 2007. I was second semester of high school, of grade 12. So I was almost done. And boy, am I ever glad that I didn't have social media when I was in high school, because that would have been a nightmare.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't a thing back then. This is the first time I've ever done this in 11 years of having Facebook, though. I requested my Facebook data. This is something that everyone can do. You just go to your settings tab and you literally just say request data. What it will do is it will take every single stat, photo, message, everything that you've ever posted on Facebook gets combined into one file so you can have that and see where it is.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I've had Facebook for 7 years, or 11 years rather, and it's about 658 megabytes for me, which is less than a gigabyte, which is probably indicative of how much I actually use Facebook. But I came across some weird stuff, most notably the ads. Okay. Now, if people don't know this, Facebook uses your information to target ads to you. It's a thing.
Of course. Algorithms and whatnot.
I have a set of words here that are supposed to be what makes up my demographic. Because if you click on the ads tab, it shows every single ad you've clicked on Facebook as well, too. I've clicked on some, unfortunately, but there's some normal ones here, like junior ice hockey, hip-hop music, improvisational theater. Like, those are pretty normal beats that, you know, yeah, that would be me.
Sure.
What about sculpture?
Hmm.
I don't think I've ever been the football team Arsenal. Apparently, I'm a big fan of Arsenal football. Yeah, there's the word meat is apparently one of my ad topics. Just meat.
Well, who doesn't love talking about meat, especially when grilling season comes?
Just looking at this list, how come I get banner ads for, like, Sask Polytech and something called Square for my cell phone, when clearly they could be showing me pictures of delicious meat?
Or cute puppy dogs.
Or cute puppies, yeah. I'm surprised. That's actually not on my ad thing either. That's like my number one thing on the internet.
Bert and Ernie.
Mac and Cheese.
Batman and Robin.
Hall and Oates.
Nick and Reader on Fox FM.
Some things are better in pairs.
Use your imagination.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
I'm in a constant state of turmoil, I think. Because I am so scared of robots taking over the world and basically doing Terminator 2 to us. But on the other hand, I really like using self-checkout when I go grocery shopping.
There are definitely machines that are nice to use, that can make things simpler, say if you don't feel like waiting in a line, where you can, yeah, just jump in, scan your own stuff, in and out, and you're gone.
It does make it a heck of a lot easier, especially for me. I go grocery shopping so often. I get like four or five things. So, like, that doesn't really even warrant an express lane trip, because people who go to the express lane usually have more, like, they have double digit items.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I don't even use a bag when I go grocery shopping. I got a block of cheese.
You stuff everything in your pockets? Or?
Yeah, I get a block of cheese and a dozen eggs, and there you go. That's a grocery trip for me.
Perfect.
But I was reading about McDonald's, because they have had some changes recently in the United States. And one of the things I've always known about McDonald's, in the past few years at least, is they have these cool touchscreen ordering things.
Yeah.
They're really one of the only fast food places that does that. And I think it's kind of neat that you can just order without going to the countertop, but then it presents a dilemma for me, because I'm a big fan of human contact. Like, do you use the McDonald's screens when you go to order?
I do.
Do you pump your own gas, or do you pay at the pump? Like, do you go in to pay and then pump your gas, or do you pay at the pump?
No, I get it pumped and go in and pay, or I pump it myself and go in and pay.
I always just do the pay at the pump thing.
I've never done that.
Really? No, you just authorize your card and it's good to go. But it got me thinking, like, I have a pretty antisocial consumer experience. Like, have you noticed that? Like, are we going to get to the point, maybe, like, in the 2020s, where You just go into a restaurant and you have no human contact at all.
I really hope that's not the case.
But here's the thing. Some people dig that. They want that.
Yeah, but you just don't get that personal touch.
Exactly. You don't get a server that's smiling and happy, and you don't get service.
Yeah.
You just get a product. It just turns, it's like you're buying a cooler instead of buying a meal. Because I don't know, maybe we're just old fashioned, but I like the hybrid of the two. What do you think of that?
Yeah. You know, in some places it's very nice to have, in some places it's just nice to be old fashioned.
Just wait. Pretty soon you'll be able to just get food teleported into your house.
That would be amazing.
Amazon will probably do
just
it.
Just like Star Trek.
They basically own the world anyways.
Nick and Reader are eating healthier, like omelets.
But should stop using Cadbury cream eggs.
That sounds like a pretty good idea to me.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Right, nearly 7:35 in Saskatchewan, or if you're in the land of the future, Manitoba, it's 8:35.
Yeah.
It's Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader. I love this whole daylight savings thing. I think it's because I've never lived so close to the border of... I mean, I lived up north for a while, and I was close to Alberta, but it wasn't really that noticeable, per se.
No?
Yeah, because this time change thing is really screwing with me sometimes. Like, not only did I, you know, wake up an hour earlier than I should have on Monday, I can't wrap my head around it, too, because, like, imagine if you're in Roblin right now, and you leave at 8:35... You're going to be in Yorkton at 8:35. You know what I mean?
They're traveling through time.
It's crazy. I don't know. Maybe it's because I didn't grow up around daylight savings time. The only thing that daylight savings time really affected growing up was just what time TV shows and sporting events were on.
I know.
Like, even now, like when football starts up, I want to watch a football game, and I got to think, okay, it's on at this time, it's on at that time.
You have to do the mental math.
They always do Eastern and Pacific. Why not Central Time, right? Why not us?
Yeah. Just say Saskatchewan time.
Yeah, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, we're right in the middle. We should get our own time zone.
That'd be cool.
It's an hour. So there's places that are open right now that aren't open here. That's what gets me the most. Or the fact that I had one of those profoundly stupid moments today where I was talking to you about how... Like, I was thinking about the sun, and I was like, isn't that so cool that the sun goes down an hour later in Manitoba?
Yeah.
And then I realized, daylight savings time.
Yeah.
That's exactly why they call it that.
The sun goes down and comes up when they come up and go down.
Boy, am I just a fool trying to understand this. I think, you know what my problem is? I'm trying to understand it, but the more I think about it, the more I pick it apart, and the more confused I get.
Yeah. Yeah, you are making it a little more complicated than it needs to be.
I'm so glad that you're just like the voice of reason showing me the error in my ways.
Well, I am 40.
Oh, okay. You'd be 41 in Manitoba, right?
No, not daylight.
Doesn't
years
work
time
for years?
Doesn't work that way, no.
See, that's the thing.
Fitness training is going well. Woo-hoo! Nick can bench press a smart car. Reader can take out the trash without stopping for a breather halfway down the stairs.
Fox FM.
Reader, yesterday, one of our colleagues from our sister station gave me a little test of their barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Next Friday, of course, is the Ducks Unlimited, the dinner, the barbecue and charity dinner. I'm really looking forward to this.
It's always a fun night.
We haven't done our sauce yet.
We're working on ours. We're going to get back in the lab.
Yeah. Are we just resting on our laurels because I'm a champion and you're a two-time champion?
No, we just need that inspiration.
That's right. You know, got to wait for that flash of lightning. We have until Monday.
Yeah, we're going to work on it today.
Yes.
Is our plan. Is going to get into the sauce lab and start mixing and bubbling and boiling and seeing what we can come up with. See if we can top last year.
Do you think we could top last year? I think last year was like a lightning bolt of creativity.
It was so good last year.
It's incredible.
We did come up with a good sauce.
What if we just do the same one again? Do you think anybody would notice?
Probably.
I feel like that's against the spirit of the competition.
Yeah, you want to come up with something new. That's
my problem. I talk a big game, but I'm so soft. And I tasted the sauce from our sister station, GX94. It's delicious.
They came up with some good ones.
Yeah. And I hope we can hang with it.
I think we can.
The only way for you guys to taste the sauce, from the championship sauce, hopefully, next Friday at St. Mary's, it's Ducks Unlimited. Tickets are available at foxfmonline.ca. It's not just us and our sister station as well. It is a citywide media barbecue sauce competition. So there's actually some pretty solid bragging rights at stake.
Yeah, we're looking for a three-peat.
And boy, did I ever spend the last year bragging about that trophy we got.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.